That's why you're doing this podcast with me.
Because I am a, you're a Mark and I'm a Mark.
Hey, welcome to the Double Drop Kick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Mark Whitman.
And we just got back from lunch.
Ugh.
Talk about a heel turn. Listen, we don't know where all of our listeners are from. They're all around the world. But no matter where you're listening to this show from, take our word for it. Take Mark's colon's word for it. Whew. Let's stay away from the pizza buffet in Seneca.
They neither had good pizza or a good buffet. If I walk in and there's, you got a pizza buffet, I expect there to be some pizza on the buffet, not two cheese pizzas and some cheese bread.
Yes.
With what you said equates to Hunt's ketchup.
Yeah.
And tomato sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
I took your word for it.
It was, oh my, like, if the people from Hunt's came in there, like, I'm talking about, it's the Hunt's tomato sauce, not a lick of salt or nothing. Like,
it no is salt.
It
no
is
nothing.
Straight up out of the can.
Ugh.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
El Terrible.
It was El Terrible.
It was awful.
We should have went to Skin's Hot Dogs.
We should have.
Part
you
right
tried
there.
To tell me.
I didn't. I wasn't
said, no, no, Heath. It's pizza. Even if it's not good, it'll still be pretty good. And I was wrong. You don't hear me say that very often.
No, not on this
but
show.
But I was wrong.
So, here's what we're going to do today. It is WrestleMania season, full bore. At the time of this recording, we have no idea who's going to win the Royal Rumble. By the time you listen to this, pretty much the WrestleMania main event is set. Here's what we want to do. We don't care what they're doing. We're going to tell you what we would do.
Because I can tell you, it ain't going to be what you want.
Right.
And it ain't going to be too good.
We did this, one of our very first shows, we took the first few Starcades, and our criteria was you could take anybody that appeared on one of those shows and create your own card from that. What we have done is Mark has done a card and I have done a card featuring performers from the first 10 WrestleManias. I want to go ahead and tell you, Mark, this became kind of daunting for me.
Yeah, it was more difficult than the Starcade.
Because when I started writing
Starcade
down,
Starcade was like all these couple of big stars and then a bunch of, you
right.
know what I mean?
I was just going through the Wikipedia pages of the results from the first 10 WrestleManias. And the number of people, I mean, there were some that you could immediately write off, and some I was like, the Brooklyn Brawler wrestled at that many WrestleManias?
Yeah.
Let me just tell you this. I had never seen, there's a few WrestleManias I've never seen just because I wasn't watching wrestling at that time, but I went back and I started watching. I've seen matches from WrestleMania 10, but I actually started watching WrestleMania 10 last night, and I have a couple of questions. For people out there listening that have the network, I couldn't fast forward. I couldn't, like, normally you can, I was watching on my iPad. And normally you can go to the top and grab the scroll thing and move it.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't do that on this.
Really?
I was upset because it starts out with Little Richard singing America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
I like Little Richard. I like America the Beautiful. He didn't, it was the worst lip sync job I've seen.
Yeah.
In a long, long time.
Right.
And even when he sang it and recorded it, it was terrible. And Jerry Lawler makes fun of him.
really?
While I'm on that topic, are we better off with Vince not being an announcer? He was pretty much one-dimensional.
He was.
There it is. That's it. One, two. That's going to be. Oh, he kicked out.
Yeah.
He was. Nobody in the arena was more surprised that a guy kicked out than Vince McMahon.
Yeah, that's true.
But you talk about production quality. I mean, we're getting ready to hit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look at WrestleMania, even I would say two, because one is still kind of got that smoky arena look to it. But compare that to the first couple of Starcades. I mean, the production value is, I mean, they're on different planets, but I don't care about that.
Right.
Some people do, and it did look more, it looked better on TV.
Yes.
The WWF's product did. Me, I still like wrestling in a dimly lit arena with, you know, smoke, and it smells like beer and onion rings. I like that.
There's not too many places that smell like that anymore.
No, because you can't smoke inside. Everything's so sanitized.
It is.
Some old bull.
So
I ought to be able to smoke anywhere I want to. I don't care what people say about it. And if I'm smoking somewhere, and listen, I'm a smoker. One thing I can't stand is somebody to blow smoke towards me.
Right.
And I'm a smoker.
Yeah.
But if I'm smoking somewhere and it's legal for me to be smoking there,
yeah,
I would not have to worry about nobody giving me dirty looks because I don't blow my smoke on nobody.
Right, right. I just don't like it when I'm at Six Flags and there are designated smoking areas and people are, but they're not just outside of the smoking area smoking. It's like they're waiting for me and my kids to come by to blow the smoke on us. And my son, he don't have a filter.
Right.
Like if somebody's smoking around him, he's like, oh, that's just nasty. I mean, he just lets
he's never out. I guess I typically don't smoke around people's children.
Right, right. And that's appreciated.
Because most people that smoke feel this way. You don't ever want to turn anybody on to it.
Right.
You don't want them to say, man, that looks like it'd be a lot of fun. So I typically don't smoke around children.
Right.
For that reason. Not that they're going to look at me and say, man, that fat guy right there with the ponytail that looks like comic book guy off The Simpsons, that's the guy I want to be like when I grow up. But you never know.
Oh, man. So when we did the Starcade, Mark went first. And so to be fair, I'm going to go first this time. I want to go ahead and tell you, I started out, I had 9 matches, which I thought was pushing the limit for a pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to 10. And then even this morning, had to add an 11th match because there are so many, not just Hall of Fame guys, but Hall of Fame guys. Yeah. That are on the first 10 WrestleManias. Yeah. And I know I've left somebody out, and I'm interested. That's why I'm interested to hear yours. So here we go. This is my I've got here my dream WrestleMania card. Now,
are we now, because you always, for some reason, when you do this fantasy stuff, you have to throw this in their prime.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know why, but
everybody in their prime.
I just assume that you're talking about people in their prime.
And this is me booking it. So this is the people I want to see, and I tried my best to put together matches that I have either not seen or did not see at a WrestleMania or didn't see a lot.
Right.
I'll go ahead and tell you, you're not going to see Ric Flair versus Rick Steamboat on this card. Would that be is that one of the best matches ever? Is that a dream matchup? Yes, but that's not what I'm going for here because even though I didn't see that at a WrestleMania, for me, that's not what I was going for.
Yeah.
So here's my opening match. My opening match is a tag team title match. We're going to get it started off big time. The Brainbusters, Arn Anderson and Telly Blanchard versus the U.S. Express. Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham. Now, why did I pick that? Two contrasting styles, 4 guys that can work.
Yeah.
That I know I can send them out there on the first match and they are not going to miss a beat. And I've got Bobby the Heenan. I mean, I didn't think all the way through. I got U.S. Express winning the tag team belts because I want to start the day off happy. So Mark was scaring me. He's leaving his end of the table. So here's my second match. Second match, this match probably took place in WWF. I know it took place in Mid-South.
Right.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, versus a newly reformed Jake the Snake Roberts. I think this could be a great match. I think the psychology leading up to it would be phenomenal. DiBiase wins by hook or by crook, but ends up getting covered with the snake. I think that's the way.
That's the way that goes down.
Yeah. I think you got to give the people what they want. Now, this next match, my third match, I just thought this would be a cool match. Two guys in their prime, Tenryu, who I didn't realize had been on WrestleMania.
Right.
Who started his career as a sumo wrestler.
Right.
Versus Yokozuna.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that's going
to
look like.
I'd just like to see that.
Right. I'm just saying, it's a little bit different. It's definitely a change of pace. And let's see who's the best.
There you go.
And I think Tenryu, you know, I don't know who wins that match. Mr. Fuji interferes. No interference. This is honorable.
That's right.
Yokozuna crushes him.
Contested under sumo rules.
Now, see, that would have been good. I didn't think about that. You know that's what Vince McMahon would do.
Yeah, because he did it.
They did? At Armania? Yeah. When did they do
it? No, he did Akebono. I think, was it Akebono?
I don't know.
Maybe John Tenta. He did sumo for a while. And he wrestled, I forget who, but then Big Show and Akebono sumo wrestled. I think it was Akebono. You know, he's that real Yokozuna.
Right. He's not the fake Yokozuna.
Yeah, he's the real grand champion. Yokozuna means.
Yes.
Grand champion.
I wasn't a big fan of Yokozuna.
Oh, I liked him.
Right.
There's never been anybody built like him that can move like that. It became a hindrance later. He got too big.
Right.
But early on, he could move for a big guy.
And I agree with that. But I guess it's on that same vein as, like, I could never really believe anybody beat Andre the Giant. Right. Except for Hogan.
Right.
That's what was so great about WrestleMania 3. So for me, it's the same thing with Yokozuna. Like, I can't believe that Bret Hart can beat Yokozuna.
Right.
So to get me to suspend my disbelief on something like that, you gotta. And Yokozuna had a great run in WWE, and was the champion multiple times. So here's my next match. You always got to have the Heenan family involved,
right?
So this is what I got: King Kong Bundy, Big John Studd, and Rick Rude. Three guys I wanted on my card. In a six-man match against Andre the Giant, Junkyard Dog, and Jim Duggan.
I heard that.
That's just good snot bubble.
That's good old fashioned.
That's going to be about a six-minute match.
80s era WWF as it gets.
It's going to be a double, you know, it's going to end up some kind of double disqualification, right. Count out. It's going to be a screwy finish.
Yeah,
but you know, at the end, Heenan's going to be wearing a weasel costume.
There ain't no doubt about that.
And the heroes are going to be in there doing what they do. That's how I see it playing out. Now, this next match. These were two guys I knew I had to have on my card, but I didn't have a place for them. So I had to put them together.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be honest with you, Mark. My brain cannot wrap around this match or the program leading up to this match because I've never – and it's The Undertaker versus Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Right.
I don't think they're going to have a five-star classic.
No.
So I think I put it on the paper in the hopes that my brain could figure out the program leading up to it.
Right.
Like what would the good
– What would Roddy Piper do that motivated The Undertaker to stand up to him?
Yeah. Hmm. I think of CM Punk scattering the urn.
Yeah. You can see Piper doing something.
And
a lot worse
see
than that.
Piper just unhinged and just saying, all right, Piper, make it good.
Right.
And I think he could cut some phenomenal programs. He would probably do some things that you're like,
I
think he went a little too far.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And then you get to WrestleMania and Undertaker gets his
right
revenge or whatever. At least that's how I would book it. But I'm not a booker. I don't even read books. I read one book, but that's about it.
The book.
That's right. John Wesley said, I want to be a man of one book. So, and he was talking about the Bible for all you people that don't know what we're talking about. And you know, John Wesley knew a little Hebrew too.
Did he?
He did.
He didn't write anything.
I wrote a lot of stuff. So speaking of John Wesley, he was from England. I can tie anything together. He was from England. My next match features two guys from England, the British Bulldogs versus the Steiners. Now,
it's a good match.
Did they wrestle in Japan?
They may have. I don't know, though, because see, Dynamite got hurt
right
so early, and he missed some of that. He missed that really golden era. So I don't know if he was in that, but I'm pretty sure the Steiners wrestled Davey Boy Smith and somebody.
Right.
Confident of that.
So the British Bulldogs versus, I just think that would be, for lack of a better term, a slobber knocker.
Oh, that'd be a good match, yeah.
And I got that going to a time limit draw. You know?
Because it's your card.
It's my card. I got them going 15 minutes, and they're all four going at it. Because this would have been one of those matches where they're not going to start off punching.
Right.
It's going to be
– you build it.
There's a little bit of respect there, but when it's over, they're going at it, and the bell rings, and they kind of come to their senses and like, okay.
See, I would think a more logical finish for that match would not be a time limit draw.
Right.
But that you do have two teams that are well known for being able to wrestle, but are also known for being tough, and you start out wrestling, and then somebody gets mad, and then it breaks out into a double count out or a double disqualification. That's what I would see it erupting into, a full-scale brawl.
Yeah. I think there's no clear winner.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Right. No, yeah. So maybe that's – I think that's what I was trying to say. I just put time limit draw. But I definitely, what you're saying is, see, that's why you're the booker, not me. I'm, you know, you're just not a storyline guy. I'm more.
If I could paint you into a corner, I'd say is. I'm complicated, man.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to early episodes, Mark and I got in an argument because I said I was more of a storyline guy. He was a match guy, and he took exception to that and powerbombed me through a table. So, this next match, I didn't have these guys on the card. I'm a nice guy. I can't tell a guy no, that he's not going to be on the biggest card of all time.
Right.
So I had to put Ultimate Warrior versus Sid Vicious, Sid Justice, Sid whoever, Ed, how do you say, what's his real?
Sid Udy,
whatever. Jimmy Bob, but I put them in a match together.
That ought to be a classic.
I'm going to let Sid win.
Really?
Yeah. Because I got some other stuff happening. He's going to cheat. Harvey Wimpleman or somebody's going to.
Old downtown Bruno
himself. But I just think, did those two guys, they had to have wrestled. Did they wrestle?
Oh, yeah.
I had to go back and watch that. Because
they ever had a pay-per-view match, but yeah, they certainly had some run-ins with one another.
Because even the one where because doesn't Hogan wrestle
WrestleMania? Yeah, Warrior comes out and saves Hogan.
But then they never did have the blow-off match from that, did they?
No, I don't think so.
Because that was when Warrior held him up for more money. All right, here's my next match. Two out of three falls. Mr. Perfect versus Ricky Steamboat.
Oh, that'd be a good match.
To my knowledge, we're talking these two guys in their prime.
In their prime.
And just letting them go. Just letting them go at it. I think one thing that made these two guys special is in different eras, they were the guy that carried the card. They weren't the guy people paid to see. People paid to see Hogan, but this is the guy. They were the ones having the best match on the card, and that was kind of the heritage of that Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they, oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, they'd tear it up.
That would just be a great match. And just, I think you'd let Curt Hennig, you just let him wrestle clean.
Yeah.
Just have a good old fashioned wrestling match.
Wrestling match.
A catch as catch. I don't even know what that means.
You it is. I know you threw that out there, so I'd tell you
what. That's right.
Means, right. Greco-Roman wrestling is from the waist up.
Yeah.
And the Irish style is the collar and elbow.
Uh-huh.
Tying up.
Yeah.
Well, Catch as Catch Can came about because it includes joint manipulation and using the legs. Uh-huh. And it derives from years and years and years ago. Pretty much catch me if you can.
Oh, gotcha. It's
pretty much kind of what it comes from. Catch, you catch a hold as you can catch it.
Ah.
And you can twist the arms and you can twist the knees. You can twist the ankles. And you're allowed to work below the waist. Whereas with the Greco-Roman style, you're not allowed to work below the waist. You can't grab people's legs.
So all of professional wrestling would be catches.
Yeah, it all is now, but there was a time when it was advertised as that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how it should be advertised now.
It should be.
It's not sports entertainment. It is catch as catch can. Hey, that's a t-shirt. I'm a catch as catch can.
I'm a catch as catch can guy. I can catch as catch can.
Oh, you know. You know what a t-shirt actually should say?
What's that?
I'm a click that banner guy.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if we did, nobody'd click a banner, though.
That's right. Can you click a t-shirt? You should click a banner and buy a t-shirt.
That's right.
High Spots has t-shirts.
High Spots has got t-shirts. You can get t-shirts on Amazon. Hopefully, we're going to have our own t-shirts.
Working on it.
Here before long.
You know, the person we were going to talk to about the t-shirts, her son sent me a message completely.
Sent me one last night too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Well, I'm not going to say his name. But yeah.
No. It was odd. No. I was.
It's a yes, worded differently.
Yes. So I didn't know if it was somebody faking. I'm pulling one over.
No, I think it's him. He sent me a message as well. Maybe we shouldn't be discussing this on.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, he sent me a message too.
Good. Well, So now this next one. I think this match would sell tickets. It's a three-way tag team match. The loser must change their gimmick. The losers must change their gimmick. Demolition, the Powers of Pain, and the Road Warriors. Two teams are going to lose, and they're not going to be able to wear black, not going to be able to wear face paint. And once and for all, we are going to end this debate.
Now, I didn't realize there was a debate.
There, it's not a debate.
There is one original team and two knockoffs.
Now, I will say
three knockoffs now.
What? Yeah. Oh dear. Let me say this: in their own right and in their time and place, I liked Demolition.
Oh yeah, yeah, I did too.
I liked the Powers of Pain, but I don't care if I offend anybody when I say this. If you think that either one of those teams were the original or were better than the Road Warriors, you need to go get a CAT scan.
Yeah.
You need medical attention.
The Road Warriors cut incredible promos.
Yes.
Their matches were believable. They cut incredible promos in the way the Ultimate Warrior cut. They didn't always make a lot of sense.
Right.
But what you took away from it was these guys are dangerous.
Yes. You go, let me tell you, if you want to treat yourself, folks, go on YouTube. You can find early 80s Mid-Atlantic stuff with the Road Warriors before that, when they were really developing the face paint.
Yeah.
There's an interview where they're just sitting there in chairs and like Jake Roberts is standing behind them and they're just talking. And it's like it's a promo, but it's not a put on promo. You know, they're not doing these voices. It's just these two guys. And it's like, if I even look at the TV funny, this guy is going to reach through the room.
Yeah.
And luckily for me, Triple H wasn't there to say, hey, you know, they're just playing. It's just playing.
We just having fun.
Like, oh my goodness. They were phenomenal. So, of course, I got the Road Warriors winning this match. The Road Warriors ending the debate. Matter of fact, this may even be a squash match.
I think it would be great for Iron Man to not even finish play
right
before the Road Warriors win this match.
Yes. I think you're exactly right. They come in.
And the other team should have to take the Chuck and Billy gimmick.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, my goodness. All right. So we're down to our two main event, our two semi-main events. And I probably, looking at it now, I probably should have broke these matches up. Because my Intercontinental title match is Shawn Michaels versus Randy Savage.
That'd be a good match.
To my knowledge, I don't know. Did they ever?
Yeah.
But were they in their prime? See, I think
Savage's prime was until he decided to stop wrestling.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And so was Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch. I mean, like I said, there's an era of wrestling.
I've actually got one of the matches on the Macho Man DVD.
Ah. Mm-hmm. How many chair shots would you give the Macho Man?
Oh, it's five. It's 4 out of 4. Yeah, it's great. But I'm a, like, there's been, there people are Hogan fans, people are Savage fans. I've always been a bigger Savage fan,
right,
than Hogan fan.
Yeah, I know. I'm praying for you.
Here's why. I don't say this to put anybody
right
down.
Right.
At a very young age, I had the ability to distinguish between good wrestlers and not good wrestlers.
Right.
And that's why I like Randy Savage better.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wrestling IQ is different than a lot of other people's wrestling
IQs. Correct.
And I noticed very early on that guy has better matches than anybody else on the card.
Yeah.
And I liked him more.
Yeah.
Than anybody else on the card.
Yeah. So Hogan at that point was getting fed one type of wrestler.
Yeah,
it was
the same match.
Yeah.
Same match over and over and over again.
I go back, you know, Savage Steamboat, that was a great match at WrestleMania 3. Can we chase a rabbit real quick?
No, move on.
No, I'm going to chase a rabbit. I love it. So WrestleMania 4,
excuse me,
main event, it's Savage and DiBiase. And DiBiase has got the million-dollar dream on Savage. And Hogan hits him with a chair, cheats blatantly, and Savage wins the match.
Right.
But fans cheered it.
Yeah.
Isn't that the crazy thing about
fans
wrestling?
Fans are hypocrites.
Yeah, we are.
You know, you want to see, you don't mind if your guy cheats.
You don't care what your guy has to do as long as he wins.
Right.
Yeah, because we cheered. Like when Hulk Hogan was wearing red and yellow and he'd do that back scratch, you cheered. That's when he was with the NWO and he did it. Oh, that's just uncalled for.
He atomic drop sensational Sherry and nobody thought nothing about it.
Yeah.
Beating up a woman.
Yeah, terrible. And that leads me to my main event. This was a match that happened a lot. But it never, as it should have, it should have happened at a WrestleMania. It never did.
Right.
And this goes back. Listen, folks, it's the wrestling I grew up with. And my WrestleMania main event would be Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair. And at the end, I mean, I am sorry. I'm not sorry. That's what I grew up with. You're going to see the boot. He's going to drop the leg. And he's going to flex. And then the pay-per-view the next month, Flair's going to get the belt back. That's how I would book it. That's what I want to see. That's what I grew up on. I'm not going to apologize for it anymore. I'm a Hulk Hogan mark. And there you go. And I think Flair could always carry him to a good match.
Oh, no.
And
doubt.
I always wanted his – I mean, one of, just regret. We never – we were owed that. You know?
Yeah, they had this huge money match and didn't give it to us.
Didn't give it to us because it wasn't playing well
right
at live shows. And I never understood that.
Yeah.
And I would say if there were one WrestleMania match you didn't see that you always wanted to see, that's it.
Yeah.
That's my number one WrestleMania match in that environment, that stage, to see those guys go at it when they're absolutely at their best in their prime. And I know I'm leaving Rick Martel out of that equation.
I almost put him in one of my matches.
Oh, dear goodness. I on purpose kept him off my card just because I didn't want to have the Rick Martel debate today. If I were good at my job, I would have put him in here.
Yeah, you wouldn't care. If you worked for WWE, you wouldn't care what your fans think. Put him in there anyway.
So that's my WrestleMania card. I'm pretty happy with it. I'd pay $9.99.
Yeah. They have told us what pay-per-views are worth now. So
that's right. That's
right. I'll never pay more than that. Speaking of Hogan and Flair, WCW, I thought kind of the opposite. I thought they jumped to that too quick.
Yes.
I thought they should have built it up a little more.
Yeah.
That Flair should have held the belt for a while.
Yeah.
And had Hogan chase him. And get to that point where they're going to have a match. And had Flair saying, no, I don't care what you did other places.
Yeah.
You don't just get to walk in the door and have a title shot here. You got to earn that.
Yeah.
And then got to it. But I saw on Nitro, I've been watching them on the thing. So I went back and watched some of the pre-NWO.
Yeah.
And the main event was awesome. And I didn't appreciate it at the time.
Yeah.
The Mega Powers.
Yeah.
Hogan and Savage fought Ric Flair and Arn Anderson, two key members of the Horsemen. And there is this, first of all, it's an incredible match.
Do you remember what episode it was?
No idea. But it tells you in the description that it's the main event. So you need to, if you can find it.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
It's pretty early, if you go all the way back to the front.
Yeah.
It's pretty early in those episodes. But there's this great moment that exemplifies why Arn Anderson was the enforcer.
Right.
Of the Four Horsemen, and he knew his role was to protect Ric Flair above himself.
Right.
Hogan and Savage are standing up. Anderson and Flair lay beside one another in the middle of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the stereo figure fours.
Mm-hmm.
Savage puts Ric Flair in a figure four. Hogan puts Arn Anderson, and they're all laying side by side. Savage beside Hogan. Flair beside Anderson. Arn leans up, and instead of punching Hulk Hogan to break up the figure four on himself, he reaches over and he punches Randy Savage to break up the figure four on Ric Flair.
Wow.
To protect him. And I thought, that's a guy that cared enough about the little details to remember what his role was.
Yeah.
And that's why he'll always be one of the greatest of all time.
That's exactly right.
Because he never stopped being the enforcer, Arn Anderson, to protect his friend Ric Flair.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's so good.
That's a great.
I got to go watch it. So what? Yeah. What's the finish? Spoil it. Can you spoil it for us?
I don't know.
You're supposed to be the match guy.
I'm not a finish guy.
Hmm.
I don't. I remember that. That's what I took away from
that good
moment. I don't know.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And that. And at that time, WWE couldn't have those kind of moments because they didn't have that much star power.
They didn't have any star power.
I mean, you're talking about four legitimate stars.
Yeah, four Hall of Famers.
Yeah, and WWE's at the time was throwing Mantar
and Damian Demento.
All right.
So you want to get to mine?
I do. Before you start, no, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you.
My first match.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to change my first match.
Fits on. All right, go ahead.
I'm going to have my opening match be Ravishing Rick Rude versus Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
That's a good one.
Why? Because if you've ever seen Rick Rude sell for somebody.
Yeah.
And you've ever seen Hacksaw Jim Duggan hit his offense.
Yeah.
It's going to get people popping.
Oh,
it's going to get people hopping. Because Rick Rude's going to bounce. Ultimate Warrior had great matches with Rick Rude because Rick Rude knew how to sell for him.
Yes.
He knew how to feed him. Rick Rude was a feeding machine.
He would just
come in, you'd hit him, he'd bounce around the ring. And Jim Duggan was great at throwing those big high impact.
Yeah.
So I just want a good match.
Yeah.
To set the tone, it's going to be exciting.
And total contrasting styles.
Yeah. Oh.
Love it. I almost put Rick Rude versus Kerry Von Erich.
Yeah.
I felt bad. Kerry Von Erich was one I really want on here. He was only in one WrestleMania, I think. Mm-hmm. But I thought, man, that's a guy I would love to get. So, man, oh, yeah. So, do you care who wins that match?
Oh, Duggan wins. Because I want everybody happy to start my show.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not talking about... I want everybody excited for the tone that I've set.
Yeah.
It's not about giving them what they want.
Right.
It's about...
starting off on the right foot.
I want everybody up out of their seats.
Yeah.
And excited about the match. And Hacksaw Jim Duggan's over.
Yes.
He's always been over. Always. And he always will be. He's that... He is over.
Yeah.
The WWE today would love to have somebody on their card as over as Jim Duggan.
Oh, yeah.
Has been over his career. Because
Jim Duggan walks into a room and
everybody goes, ho!
Yes. Yeah.
He's over.
He is over.
You know? That's my first match.
All right.
Now, I've set a pretty high bar, I think, there.
That's a good
one. But I'm fixing to raise it.
Okay.
To the extreme.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you what the match is. And you're going to say, man, that's a lot of people. And it is a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to tell you I'm not going to explain the logistics of it till I get to my main event.
Okay.
Because then the logistics of this match will make sense to you.
I got you.
In a tables, ladders, and chairs match.
Ooh.
With the Intercontinental title suspended high above the ring, we have Dynamite Kid versus Bret Hart.
Wow.
Versus the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Wow.
Versus Owen Hart. Versus Mr. Perfect. Versus Kerry Von Erich. Versus Razor Ramon. Versus Ricky Steamboat. Versus Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I am giving this match 45 minutes.
Yeah.
To watch Dynamite cut flips. Bret Hart do what he does. Shawn Michaels sell his tail off. Owen Hart fly around the ring like the Rocket.
Wow.
Mr. Perfect take bumps for everybody. Kerry Von Erich throwing those discus punches all over the place. Razor Ramon being the only big guy in the match.
Yeah.
Taking some incredible bumps. Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah.
Imagine what Ricky Steamboat could have done in a tables, ladders, and chairs match.
Yeah.
And then Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah.
Off the top of the cage or on the top of the ladder with a splash on somebody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this is my coronation night to begin the launch of Bret Hart into the main event. Because Bret Hart's going to walk out taking the Intercontinental title off of Razor Ramon that night.
Nice.
And you're saying there again, that's a lot of people for a tables, ladders, and chairs match.
That's a good one.
We ain't done.
Oh, my.
And I'm going to explain to you here in a little bit, logistically, why this match will work.
Nice.
Okay? After that, go ahead.
I'm buying. You ain't got to sell me anymore. I bought it.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm just getting warmed up.
I know.
And remember, as I get to one thing that I'm going to do, I can use anybody in their prime that was on any WrestleMania card from 1 through 10.
Yeah.
I got access to them. I can use them however I want them.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to slow the pace down a little bit now.
Yeah.
With two guys.
Can I listen. You have to understand, we've only done one other show like this. When Mark is in Booker mode, the look on his face is priceless. Like, it is just, like, I'm just watching you do this, and I'm like, we have to buy a wrestling company. Because, like, I just see the wheels turning, and I'm totally sitting here as a mark for what you're selling me. I just want you to know that.
Well, listen to this.
All right.
Because it's not going to be near as good as what you just saw.
Oh, my.
But I want to bring it down.
That's right.
And I'm doing it for a reason. Because I just put on what will probably go down in history as, if not the greatest match in WrestleMania history.
Yeah.
One of the greatest matches in WrestleMania history.
Right.
I want to flip it. I want to put on what I think may be the worst match in WrestleMania history. I want to take two guys that when they're working with the right opponent, look phenomenal, but they need somebody to lead them.
Right.
When Lex Luger is in the ring with a Ric Flair.
Yes.
Lex Luger looks like a monster.
Right.
When Davey Boy Smith is in the ring with a Bret Hart or a Shawn Michaels who can feed him and lead him.
Yeah.
He can have phenomenal matches. But they both need somebody to carry them. So if I put them in the ring together against one another, it could go down as the worst wrestling match in history.
No chemistry.
No chemistry, no backstory. I'm just throwing it together, throwing it out there so people will go, what was he thinking?
Yeah.
Putting those two people.
Well, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That'd
but
be
on
awesome.
Paper, you think, I'd love to watch Lex Luger versus the British Bulldog. It would, and that's what people would think. I got to buy it because that's going to be a good match. But it's not going to be a good match.
No, it won't.
It's not.
Oh, my goodness.
So now I got to bring things back up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just took them down pretty low. Got to bring them back up. I'm going to put the Steiners in the ring with the Head Shrinkers, who are also the Samoan SWAT team. Because I know they can have a good match.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's for my World Tag Team titles. I got the Steiner Brothers going over in a 20-minute match. I got a long card.
When you first said Head Shrinkers, I thought you were talking about the Headbangers.
No.
I was like, there were no 1-10.
The Head Shrinkers.
Yeah, I got you now. I got you. Yeah, those were
Samoan SWAT.
Those were guys that I hated to leave off mine.
Yeah, because they were good, man. Yeah. They were really good. And now, because I have access. By the way, did I throw out my Hall of Fame announce team of Jim Ross and Bobby the Brain Heenan?
Oh, Jimmy.
Calling all the action here tonight. Yeah. Because I think they're going to play. Now that I'm halfway through, I wanted to tell you who was calling.
Well, I appreciate
the action.
You. I
so that train wreck of a TLC match that you saw, imagine Jim Ross calling that.
Yeah.
And Bobby Heenan making smart aleck comments all the way through it.
Yeah.
There again, I got access to anybody in their prime
to
do anything I want. Three rounds, exhibition, Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier.
I love it.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Because I can do anything I want to do because I'm fantasy booking. Three-round exhibition bout. Muhammad Ali.
When was Joe Frazier at a...
He was a special enforcer of something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. WrestleMania 2. Mr. T. Well, dang.
Who ain't going to buy... People will buy a pay-per-view just to watch Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali. I just put it in the middle of my card.
Listen to this.
That's 9 minutes.
That shows you how far WrestleMania... Of course, they don't really need the celebrities to sell it, but the WrestleMania 1, Muhammad Ali, at that point, probably the most recognizable sports figure in the world.
Oh, yeah, on the planet.
Mm-hmm. And he's helping out.
Not on my card, he ain't.
He's having
an exhibition. Now we're there, you know, because we know what's going to happen when you put Frazier and Ali in there together. It ain't going to be no exhibition.
No.
They're going to go for three rounds. Three-minute rounds. This takes up 15 minutes of my card, but it gives people something to say. I was there to see Ali versus Frazier.
Yeah, Ali versus
Frazier. And all this other stuff that they're going to see.
Yeah, wow.
And they also got to see Ali Frazier. On that night.
Who are your judges? Jason Hervey?
Jason Hervey. Penthouse Pet. And the Assassin Number One.
I love it.
Bruno Sammartino, because he was there.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'll give you some judges. Give me just a second. So we got Bruno Sammartino.
Billy Martin.
Yeah, Billy Martin. He was there in Liberace. How about now, because I just set a stage.
I love it, man.
I just set a pretty good stage, I think. I've given people something. They're going to be able
to talk.
That's
thinking outside the box.
Right. And that's what you got to do to be a successful promoter. Now, I want to do something that I have never seen, that I know of. I've not seen this done before.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a big man's battle royal.
Yes.
Over the top rope.
Yes.
350 pounds or 6'5".
Oh, my.
Before you can be in the battle royal. We got Diesel, Adam Bomb, Mabel, Yokozuna, the Giant Gonzalez, Crush, Sid Vicious, Earthquake, Typhoon, the Big Boss Man, Hercules Hernandez, Bam Bam Bigelow, One Man Gang, William, the Refrigerator Perry, Dangerous Dan Spivey,
I love it.
Big John Studd, Andre the Giant, and making his first WrestleMania appearance, The Undertaker. And we'll see Andre and Taker be the last two men and duke it out with Taker getting the first match and the start of his illustrious streak.
That's awesome.
When he eliminates Andre the Giant, who everybody assumes is going to win.
Yeah.
It's going to get a
That's
big
his bite. Moment.
That's his moment.
And then there the next again. Night, we're going to put him with Paul Heyman, and then we're going to crap on him the
That's
rest
right.
of the year.
You're probably there again saying, Mark, that's a whole lot of meat to be putting
that's
in that ring
stuff.
Together. I ain't done. I just can't tell you how we're going to work the match out until I get to my main event, because
gotcha.
I'll spoil it.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to tell you the main event later, and then I'm going to go back and explain these two matches and how we're going to make them happen.
Yes, okay? Sir. Yes, sir.
From there, one match that I don't think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I want two wild men, two nuts, two people that I don't know what they might do. These guys might murder each other on pay-per-view.
Yes.
And I'm going to put them in the ring. No disqualification grudge match. Macho Man Randy Savage versus Terry Funk.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Think about that for a minute.
Lawler.
You know.
Lawler.
Macho Man Randy Savage, who was a certifiable nut. Terry Funk, who was middle-aged and crazy. No DQ
in
grudge
their prime.
Match. In their prime. In their prime. What do you think about that?
You can tell what kind of wrestling we like by our cards. It's good. That's why we make a good team. Dude, that's awesome.
Okay.
I've already ordered the DVD.
Well, I hadn't even told you the world title.
I don't need to know it. Just stop right
I'm
there.
I'm done. Man.
No. We want to know.
For the WWF World Heavyweight title, the Ultimate Warrior takes on Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, my.
It's a match that they built to, and we never got to see.
Yes, yes.
I almost had Hogan versus Jake. But I think Ultimate Warrior versus Jake would play better, given the history. But I'm not done. That's not my main event. I'm breaking standard here, because normally the main event at WrestleMania would be the World Heavyweight title.
Right.
But tonight, we got some grudges to settle.
Gotcha.
Because they've moved, Heath.
Yeah.
From Crockett Promotions.
That's right.
And they've came to the WWF.
Right.
And they tried to take over. Do you know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Ric Flair, Barry Windham, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard. When they got there, they found themselves a partner in Harley Race, who was already there waiting on them, representing Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling.
Yes.
But, you know, there were some other guys from Crockett Promotions.
That's right.
And they said, no.
Oh.
This is not right. When they attacked Hulk Hogan, they said, we're going to help Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
we're going to save
goodness.
Hulk Hogan.
I know where you're going.
First of all, Dusty Rhodes comes down to assist. And now we have truly America's team.
Oh, my goodness.
The real Americans, Dusty Rhodes and Hulk Hogan, have looked all over. And Dusty said, don't worry, baby. I know two men.
Oh, my goodness, no.
I know two men.
Oh, are you going to do this?
And he brings out the Legion of Doom.
Oh, my goodness.
The Road Warriors. But we're still 5-on-4.
Four.
And Hogan says, I got one man I can call. And we haven't always got along.
Right.
But he's always shot straight with me. And on this night, I've talked to him, and he agrees that he'll stand with us.
Yeah.
And that man is Hot Rod Roddy Piper. So we have the Four Horsemen and Harley Race taking on Dusty Rhodes, The Undertaker, The Legion of Doom, and Hot Rod Roddy Piper in a War Games match.
Wait, you said The Undertaker.
I'm sorry, Legion of Doom. Who died?
Hulk Hogan, Rhodes.
Legion of Doom, Dusty Rhodes, and Roddy Piper. I'm sorry.
In War Games.
In a War Games match. So now I can backtrack and explain to you logistically how I'm able to have a TLC match with that many people in it. Because I got two rings. We're going to have action going on in two rings.
Wow.
On my TLC match. Now when we get back to my big man's battle royal, we take half of them, put them in one ring. Half of them, put them in the other.
But if you had told us at the beginning you had two rings, I would have known.
You would have known where I was going. So when I have Undertaker eliminate everybody in ring number one, and Andre the Giant eliminate everybody in ring number two, then they get together and have a match, and The Undertaker beats Andre the Giant clean at WrestleMania to establish his legacy. And we finish off the night with a War Games match between the Four Horsemen, who have played the role of the NWO and tried to come in and destroy the WWF.
Oh, my goodness.
And Dusty Rhodes coming to the aid of Hulk Hogan, teaming up with the Road Warriors and Roddy Piper. Wow. And clearly America's team wins.
All right, so for you may not have thought about it. So book that for me. Who's your first two guys?
I didn't even go that.
I know you didn't.
So if I'm booking, my first guy in, as always, is Arn Anderson.
Yeah. You start out Arn and Dusty like they always did?
Yeah, I think so. I go Arn and Dusty first, and then I want the heels to continue to have the advantage.
They're always going to win the coin toss, aren't they?
Right, right. They're always going to win the coin toss. Then I send in Barry Windham because he's my big bruiser. You know what? Then I'm going to send in Piper because he's a nut.
Yeah.
He's my wild card. I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
He's going to go nuts, and he's going to even the score. And then I'm going to send in Harley Race. And then I'm going to send in Road Warrior Animal. And then I'm going to send in Tully Blanchard.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to send in...
Oh, man.
Normally, I would send Hawk in last, but I'm going to go ahead and send Hawk in.
Yeah.
Because the last two guys in, I want them to be Flair and Hogan.
Because the
because that's where the money's at when Flair and Hogan face off with one another and throw down. That's where it's
because the pop when the clock winds down
and Hulk Hogan
and that cage door opens up,
right? Wow, and Hulk Hogan walks in the ring and he starts knocking everybody. Yeah. Ric Flair is on the other side of the ring,
yeah,
and Hogan is gonna knock everybody down and get the advantage back because the heels are being beat down,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, the baby faces are down.
Yeah.
Hogan's pulling somebody off of this guy, yeah. off of this guy, off of this guy. He's handing out right. And then he gets to Flair. Flair throws the punch. He stops him. Boom. That place is coming unglued.
Yeah.
Then Tully Blanchard quits.
Man. See, I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm voting for Mark's card. You have my vote. You have my, and listen, because I am the chicken poop heel, I'm just going to tell you, it's because you made me watch Superman Returns. I was working on my WrestleMania card after I watched Superman Returns. My brain was not in good shape. So, oh man, that's good. And nobody remembers. See, the Ultimate Warrior Jake match. It's not going to be a match you remember, but it's a culmination of the storyline.
Right.
That you're right, right. We never got to see.
That's why it's not my main event.
Oh, man.
Because my main event is these guys coming in from Crockett trying to take over.
Wow.
And then Crockett guys coming to Hulk Hogan's aid.
Wow. My goodness. That's pretty. Now, you said there was a few people who, if you could go back, and I don't know if you got them all written down. Who were some – like I said, Kerry Von Erich, I regretted not having him on there.
Paul Orndorff, Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Greg Valentine, Ted DiBiase, I didn't use him. Sergeant Slaughter, I wanted to use, but, I mean, it just
– Yeah, we ain't got – yeah. That's why you need more than one major wrestling company, Mark.
Right.
Because you can't, there's not enough stuff to go around.
Powers of Pain. I didn't get to use them. Or Demolition. Or the Islanders.
Strike Force.
I was going to put Jimmy Hart somewhere. Strike Force, yeah.
And you had Dynamite and Davey Boy in singles competition.
Yeah.
See, oh my goodness. I think my card's good.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's great.
But it ain't yours.
It's a nice little B-plus card.
B-minus. Mine's a B-minus. So, okay. So, you're listening to this, fans. Who did we leave off? You're listening to this. Maybe we're both wrong. Maybe it should have been Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. Even though that's a match you've seen at WrestleMania. Maybe... you would say, no, doesn't matter. That's who needs to be in the main event because they're the best. The best there is, best there was, best there, you know. Maybe we're wrong. You can think that we're wrong, but don't just hold that in your heart. Go to doubledropkick.com and you can leave a comment. You can go to the Facebook group, the wrestling you grew up with. We're going to post these cards on that page. You like it? Make a comment. Tell us what we did wrong. And then tell us what your favorite matches that you never saw. I'm just realizing now I didn't have Dusty Rhodes in my car.
I know. I'm surprised about that.
And I think I am now shifting, trying to be too much not Mid-Atlantic. Does that make
sense? Because for a while there, everything with you was for we did a deal one time where we both drafted a roster.
Yeah.
And you picked
all
Mid-Atlantic. I'm going to go ahead and take my first four picks. I'm going to go ahead and take the four horsemen.
Right, right.
And then I'm going to take Dusty Rhodes. Then I'm going to take the Road Warriors. And then I'm going to take Magnum TA.
And stuff we'd like, already seen.
Right. And I was like, what are you going to do with those guys? Well,
that's exactly right.
I guess
I'm going
to have Dusty and the Road Warriors and Magnum face.
See, I would love to draft again. Because now, like, I'm thinking, I think you said it on one of our shows about the underdog potential of Daniel Bryan.
Right.
I think we talked about that on the Wrestle Kingdom show. And I'm like, how would you like to see that guy get beat down by the Four Horsemen and have to chase? And come? He kind of would be like the role of Ricky Morton.
Right.
The role that Ricky Morton played. I'm trying to broaden my wrestling knowledge. Not knowledge, that's not the word.
Horizon.
Horizons, if you will. You can contact us on Twitter too, at Heath Mulliken, Marks
at the DDK Show.
Listen, we don't know. Neither one of our cards that we just listed had a bathroom match in it.
Nah.
WrestleMania 31 this year, it's gonna have about four bathroom matches.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I can't imagine who they're putting in the ring together that's going to prompt people to pay $60. I really can't.
I mean, that's why the network.
Because I've already seen the program.
What?
The souvenir program?
No, you haven't.
Yes, sir.
No, you have not. When did you see this?
It's out. I mean...
You've
it's
seen
got
the,
Roman Reigns on the cover of.
You've seen the WrestleMania souvenir program.
Yes. I saw a picture of the cover.
Where it links the...
I don't know.
Does it tell you all the matches?
No.
It just has the cover.
No. Yeah, it doesn't say the matches. It's just got the cover.
Because my WrestleMania...
It's a preview kind of thing.
Now, I did just see this WWE magazine out, and Roman Reigns is,
It's like Reigns, and then Lesnar, and
Okay, yeah, Bryan. That's at Walmart. I thought you were talking about, like, the program you buy only at WrestleMania all the matches listed.
I mean that, the WrestleMania, but why would they put him front and center?
Yeah. You know what's really amazing to me, and I think you have to, for me, the one WrestleMania I went to, we got there... Right, we weren't late, but when we got there, it was supposed to be Sheamus and Daniel Bryan for the U.S. title, and they turned that into a lumberjack match or some kind of match, but it started right when we were walking in,
right.
And so it wasn't on the broadcast, and you go that year, then the next year, it was the 15-second match with Sheamus beating Daniel Bryan. And then just a few years later, for him to be the guy.
Well, last year was supposed to be Daniel Bryan and Sheamus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, originally that was the plan. And they realized quickly, I think, that.
Right.
So they say. There's depends on who you
Was Sheamus at WrestleMania last year? Was he?
I don't know.
Because I know he's been hurt off and on.
I don't pay much attention anymore.
Really?
I can watch it and still not retain it.
Really?
It's not good. I'm not investing in it.
That's the thing.
It's not like I'm going, ooh, I can't wait to see what's
going on. So when we both were putting our matches together, we probably put more thought into it than WWE does.
Probably.
Because we were putting together matches people would be emotionally invested in.
Mm-hmm. People would want to pay to see. They get one kid emotionally invested in their program, and they make sure that he understands it's not real either.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's still real to me. That's what we need more of.
That's done. That's over.
Not when I watched Wrestle Kingdom. I questioned
True.
About nine matches. I'm like, wait a minute. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool that just fell off the apple tree. But anyway, So tell us, who would be in your WrestleMania? You know, we only covered the first 10. I was surprised how many Hall of Famers were at the first 10 WrestleManias.
Yeah, I was too, man. I think I had more people to choose from than I thought I would.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we left out Dino Bravo and Magnificent Morocco.
That's true. Billy Graham, Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, yeah, Bruno Sammartino. Yeah, he was in.
I mean, he wasn't at Wrestle, but I mean, right. You know, we could have used him.
Yeah, craziness.
Taylor.
I thought it.
I should have put him
Bam
in
Bam Bigelow. I didn't have him.
Yeah, I know.
Was he in your Big Bam Battle Royale?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I should have put Lawrence Taylor in the Big Bam Battle.
You know who was at a WrestleMania that really surprised me? He was called the Executioner.
The Miz?
It was Playboy Buddy Rose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was under the hood. So anyway, that's what we would do with WrestleMania. I don't know what they're going to do this year. We're still, a little ways before this year's Royal Rumble. So as you're listening to this, you know what the WrestleMania main event, and I guarantee you it's not going to be as good as the Four Horsemen and the King Harley race in a War Games match against anybody. I mean, they're just not.
Oh, I guarantee you, yeah.
Yeah, guarantee you. Anything else you want to add to our – anything else you want to say about WrestleMania?
No.
Booking, life in general?
No. Once I book my card and tell you what it is, I like to shut up and let you marinate on it.
I guess I've ruined the moment, haven't I?
No, that moment was 15, 20 minutes ago.
All right, so anyway – check us out, DoubleDropKick.com. Download us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We are the source. We will get you ready for WrestleMania season. But if it's not good, we're going to talk about something else. We're not going to make you suffer for what WWE is doing to you. But as always, this has been the Double Dropkick Show, the wrestling you grew up with. I'm Heath Mulliken.
I am Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.